was a scientific mission, but not to outer space, a documentary TV show, The Earth's Decline, to trace from melting polar ice caps to soil scorched by the sun. The theme was grim and simple. Trace the damage that we'd done. The purpose wasn't hopeless. We all held the belief that scientific knowledge could provide relief. So we crossed polluted oceans, followed geotracks, measuring and filming all the flaws and cracks. I was searching for the meaning, a proof of greater plans, some elevated vision beyond the reach of man, searching for the meaning before it was too late to save myself or anyone from cruel and random fate. Eventually, we trekked where many came to seek the very highest highs, the Himalayan peaks. Everest, like a god, stood challenging and cold, but my journey took a different turn toward the center of the soul. Among the craggy hills, forged from weathered wood, ancient and majestic, a monastery stood. A thousand tiny rooms, the dimensions all the same, the walls scarred black with carbon from a million candle flames. And there, devoted monks of every age and end would meditate both day and night, hoping to transcend. We had come with science, technology in hand. They used only spirit in the attempt to understand. Transfixed by the chanting, their holy mission clear, I longed to join the monks, to have meaning appear. I was searching for the meaning, a proof of greater plan, some elevated vision beyond the reach of man, searching for the meaning before it was too late to save myself or anyone from cruel or random fate. The film crew kept their pace and we watched the sad parade of endless climbers from the west, trails of litter that they made. At night we slept in tents, yet my thoughts were drawn afar. So I took my sleeping bag outside and lay under the stars. I wanted to be closer to some celestial dance or the spiritual vibrations that kept the monks entranced. 7 nights I slept there, staring at the sky. No animals disturbed my peace, for none could live that high. I listened to the wind, searching for a clue, and tried to hear a message that never did come through. I opened up my soul, but every night the same, I woke up in frustration because nothing ever came. I was searching for the meaning, a proof of greater plans, some elevated vision beyond the reach of man, searching for the meaning before it was too late to save myself or anyone from cruel and random fate. On the final morning, I still had found no peace, so I packed up my belongings to head back down the crease, but by a twist of fate, it landed in my hand. Falling off my backpack, some simple grains of sand. It struck me, dumb with wonder, like sun after the rain. I saw the entire universe in each and every grain. Yes, each grain was a diamond, unique, precious, and rare, and countless years and miracles conspired to bring them there. the wholeness of the planet. Like a flash, it came. We all were grains of sand, all different, yet the same. Yes, every human soul, every atom that persists, bound up in the journey to exist. There was no separation. There were no prison walls. The meaning of the meaning lived inside it all. I didn't need a mantra or a set of magic prayers. I just needed open eyes to notice what was there. Holy are the mountains. Holy is the sand. Holy are the human beings trying to understand. Holy are the whispers. Holy are the screams. Holy are the nightmares. Holy are the dreams. Holy is the seed cake. Holy is the rot. Holy is the written words. Holy those for God. Holy is the order. Holy is the mess. Holy are the modest ones. Holy the undressed. Holy is the garbage. Holy is the gold. Holy are the infants. Holy are the old. Holy is the poverty. Holy is the wealth. Holy are the unions. Holy are the self. Holy are the unions. Holy is the self. Holy are the unions.